Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar, and today Mazakas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samaches, the 10th Perek, Get Pashut. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yirmiyahu was signed as an aide on a receipt, and the woman named in the receipt claimed it was not written for her. Rav Yirmiyahu told her that he had initially also told the other aide that it was not she, but they replied that she had aged. Abai ruled that although an aide cannot retract from earlier testimony, Rav Yirmiyahu can retract and testify that this is the woman in the receipt because Tzur Mirabban Lav Urchi LeMedak, a rabbinical student, is not accustomed to carefully examine women, so he's believed that he now recognizes her after looking more carefully. In another incident where a woman claimed the receipt was not written for her, Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba insisted that it was she. Abai said that although a Tzur Mirabban is not accustomed to carefully examine women, Kevin de Duck, once he has checked carefully, he has checked, and we rely on his edus. Abai said that a Tzur Mirabban who goes to marry Nidbar Amma Arts Bahadei should take an Amma Arts with him, Dilma Machafu Lamine, because perhaps he will switch her with another woman and take her from him, and he will not realize. Pointing to the next mention states, Mishapar Mixes Chobo, one repaid part of his debt, Vihishlish Eshtaro, and deposited his shtar with a third party and told him, if I do not pay the remaining balance by such and such a date, give the shtar back to the lender, which would allow him to collect the entire amount again. If the date arrived and he didn't pay, Rabbi Yossi says, Iten, he should give the shtar back, and Rabbi Yehuda says he should not. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi holds a smachta kanya, reliance, meaning a commitment made without expecting to have to keep it, is binding, and Rabbi Yehuda holds an smachta is not binding. Rav Nachman ruled that Rav ruled asmachta is binding, and when such cases came before Rabbi Ami, he would say, since Rabbi Yochanan told us numerous times that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, what can I do? Still, the Gemara rules that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, and asmachta is not binding. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if someone's shtar was inadvertently erased, he should bring Edim, who can testify about the contents of the shtar, and come before Beis Din, Vosing Lokium, and they produce a document of validation and write, the shtar of Pony Ben Pony was erased, which was written on such and such a date, and Pony were its Edim. A Bryce records a certification text that the Beis Din writes up for the shtar, and adds that if the certification states, Huskaknu Edusin Shal Edim, we investigated the testimony of the witnesses, Venim says Edusin Muchuvenis, and their testimony was found accurate, then he can collect with the shtar without proving the debt itself, since the previous Beis Din already verified it. If it does not contain this clause, then Beis Din only confirmed the text of the original shtar and must still prove its veracity. The Bryce says that an intentionally torn shtar is invalid, but an inadvertently ripped shtar is valid. An intentional tear performed by Beis Din after a shtar is repaid can be identified by the edim, date, and primary elements of the shtar being torn, or by being torn in an X shape. So once again, the three points are number one, Rav Yirmiyahu was signed as a witness on a receipt, and the woman named in the receipt claimed it was not written for her. Rav Yirmiyahu told her that he had initially also told the other aide that it was not she, but they replied that she had aged. Abai ruled that although an aide cannot retract from earlier testimony, Rav Yirmiyahu can retract and testify that this is the woman in the receipt because Tzur Mirabban Lav Urchi LeMedak, a rabbinical student, is not accustomed to carefully examine women, so he's believed that he now recognizes her after looking more carefully. In another incident where a woman claimed the receipt was not written for her, Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba insisted that it was she. Abai said that although a Tzur Mirabban is not accustomed to carefully examine women, Kevin de Duck, once he has checked carefully, he has checked, and we rely on his edus. Abai said that a Tzur Mirabban who goes to marry Nidbar Amma Arts Bahadei should take an Amma Arts with him, Dilma Machafu Lamine, because perhaps he will switch her with another woman and take her from him, and he will not realize. Pointing to the next mention states, Mishapar Mixes Chobo, one repaid part of his debt, Vihishlish Eshtaro, and deposited his shtar with a third party and told him, if I do not pay the remaining balance by such and such a date, give the shtar back to the lender, which would allow him to collect the entire amount again. If the date arrived and he didn't pay, Rabbi Yossi says, Iten, he should give the shtar back, and Rabbi Yehuda says he should not. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi holds a smachta kanya, reliance, meaning a commitment made without expecting to have to keep it, is binding, and Rabbi Yehuda holds an smachta is not binding. Rav Nachman ruled that Rav ruled asmachta is binding, and when such cases came before Rabbi Ami, he would say, since Rabbi Yochanan told us numerous times that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, what can I do? Still, the Gemara rules that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, and asmachta is not binding. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if someone's shtar was inadvertently erased, he should bring Edim, who can testify about the contents of the shtar, and come before Beis Din, Vosing Lokium, and they produce a document of validation and write, the shtar of Pony Ben Pony was erased, which was written on such and such a date, and Pony were its Edim. Abrice records a certification text that the basin writes up in the shtar and adds that if the certification states Huskaknula Edusin Shal Edim, we investigated the testimony of the witnesses, Venimsates Edusin Muchuvenis, and their testimony was found accurate, then he can collect with the shtar without proving the debt itself, since the previous basin already verified it. If it does not contain this clause, then basin only confirmed the text of the original shtar and must still prove its veracity. The Abrice says that an intentionally torn shtar is invalid, but an inadvertently ripped shtar is valid. An intentional tear performed by basin after a shtar is repaid can be identified by the aiding, date, and primary elements of the shtar being torn, or by being torn in an X shape. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Ches, and this one was suggested to us by Dr. David Dennis from Miami, Florida. He suggested that Kuf Samach Ches is a carbon Pesach. A carbon Pesach. So here goes. The Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but needed to take an Amah Aretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if a Smachta Kanya, in the case of a partially paid shtar, whose own carbon Pesach had a partially erased shtar in its mouth that needed to be replaced. Once again, slow motion. The Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, that must be learned off Kuf Samach Ches. The Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but needed to take an Amah Aretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, which reminds us, Rav Yirmiya was signed as an aide on a receipt, and the woman named in the receipt claimed it was not written for. Rav Yirmiya told her that he had initially also told the other aide that it was not she, but they replied that she had aged. Abai ruled that although an aide cannot retract from earlier testimony, Rav Yirmiya can retract and testify that it is the woman in the receipt, because the Tzumah Rabban is not accustomed to carefully examine women, so he's believed that he now recognizes her after looking more carefully. Abai said a Tzumah Rabban who goes to marry should take an Amah Aretz with him, because perhaps he'll switch with another woman and take her from him, and he'll not realize. So the Tzumah Rabban who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but need to take an Amah Aretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if a Smachta Kanya in the case of a partially paid shtar, which reminds the Gemara brings him out because if a Smachta Kanya regarding a partially paid shtar, such as in the case when one who paid part of his debt and deposited his shtar with a third party and told him, if I do not pay the remaining balance by such and such a date, give the shtar back to the lender, which would allow him to collect the entire amount again. If the date arrived and he didn't pay, Rav Yossi says he should give the shtar back, and Rav Yehuda says he should not. So the Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but needed to take an Amah Aretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if a Smachta Kanya, in the case of a partially paid shtar, whose own carbon Pesach had a partially erased shtar in its mouth that needed to be replaced, which reminds us, the next mission states if someone's shtar was inadvertently erased, he should bring Edom who can testify by the contents of the shtar and come before Beis Din, Ba'osim Lokium, and they produce a document of validation for him and write, the shtar of Pony Ben Pony was erased, which was written on such and such a date, and Pony were its Edom. So once again, the Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but needed to take an Amah Aretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if a Smachta Kanya in the case of a partially paid shtar, whose own carbon Pesach had a partially erased shtar in its mouth that needed to be replaced. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazara. Kuf Samach Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Dalad is desk. That's Kuf Samach Dalad backwards. So here goes. When the man behind the huge desk, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Dalad, read backwards. When the man behind the huge desk piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, which reminds us, Rav said, Shtar Bahuva Edov Amacha Kasher, a document which comes forward with its text and its Edom signatures on erased parchment, is valid. So when the man behind the huge desk piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a Get Makusha, making it a Get Pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amud Av, Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel said, a Get Makusha can be unbound and made into a Get Pashut. Rabbi objected that the dating system of these two types of shtaros are different because a Get Pashut is written according to the actual year of the king's reign, whereas a Get Makusha is post-dated by an additional year, Malch Shana Moni Lo Shtaim. If he reigned 1 year, they count 2 years for him in the shtar. Shtaim Moni Lo Gimel. If he reigned 2 years, they count 3 for him. The Rashbam explains that the nations counted their king's years this way, and a Get Makusha follows this method to increase the difficulty of its preparation. So when the man behind the huge desk piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a Get Makusha, making it a Get Pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, he replied that he didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did, and was over on Lashon Hora, which reminds us, Rebbe once looked disapprovingly at his son, Rabbi Shimon, displeased with the writing of a Get Makusha, but Rabbi Shimon protested, I didn't write it. Rabbi Yehuda Chayatid wrote it. Rabbi replied, Klach Malashon Hara Hazeh. Turn away from this Lashon Hara. In another incident, Rabbi admired the writing of Sefer Tehillim. And Rabbi Shimon replied that he didn't write it, but Rabbi Yehuda Chayatid did. And Rabbi again said, Klach Malashon Hara Hazeh. Although this was praise, it may not be said, as taught in a brisa, Lo'olam al yasapra adam tovaso shel chavero. A person should never speak too much about his friend's good qualities, because from discussing his good qualities may come discussing his bad qualities. Daf Kuf Samach Hei. So the similar Daf Kuf Samach Hei is Siberian Huskies. So here goes. After the Siberian Huskies handling service, Siberian Huskies? That must be on Daf Kuf Samach Hei. Backwards. After the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mokusher and a Get Pashut that was ordered, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a place where both types of shtaros, a Get Pashut and Get Mokusher, are written. And one told the sofer to write a Get Pashut, but he wrote a Get Mokusher. The Tana Kama holds Kveda. The person was particular that it should be a Pashut, and the shtar is invalid. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Mara Makam Hulo. He was merely showing the sofer the way he can write it, meaning the simpler option, but would certainly be satisfied if the sofer would trouble himself to write the more complicated Get Mokusher. Abaye names two more tanaim who hold Mara Makam Hulo. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mokusher and not a Get Pashut that was ordered, and the next star they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining Eid Echod Beksav, the Eid Echod Pepeh. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered to Get Mokusher and not to Get Pashut that was ordered, and the next star they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, but then decided to have his testimony combined with another Siberian Husky owner who testified about the same thing in a different basin, which reminds us, Ravashi told Amemar he had a different version of the inquiry posed for Biyurmiya. If two Edim testified, each in a different basin, Maushi Yavo basin, Eitzel basin, V'yitzdarfut, what is the halach regarding whether one basin can come to the other basin and combine to rule based on the joint Edus? This question is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassin, who holds that testimony of Edim who testified separately can be combined. Can their Edus even be combined from different Bate Din? To this, Rabbi Yirmiya answered that he leans towards saying, they can be combined. Daf Kuf Samach Vav. So the similar Daf Kuf Samach Vav is whiskey pronounced visky. That's Kuf Samach Vav backwards. So here goes. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Vav, visky. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed dahav, a gold dinar, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that a shtar which records a debt of dahav, gold, means no less than a gold dinar, albeit only if the shtar states mabea, coin, proving it doesn't mean a mere piece of gold. It must be a dinar, which is the smallest gold denomination. Although the term dahav dinarim, gold dinarim, or dinarim dahav, dinarim gold, means at least two gold dinarim, but zahav bidinarim, gold in dinarim, is interpreted as at least two silver dinarims worth of gold. The Gemara said perhaps he means gold fragments worth two gold dinarim. Abai answers, Yad Baal Shtar Tachtona. The holder of the shtar has the lower hand. Since he seeks to collect money from the defendant's possession, he can only collect the lowest plausible interpretation. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed dahav, a gold dinar, for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births, which reminds the Gemara teaches that a woman with five doubtful births brings only one carbon. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed dahav, a gold dinar, for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births, listed his name as Hanan on the bottom of the shtar, which they clarified as Hanani from the top, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although we follow the lower portion of a shtar when there's a conflict between the upper and lower portions, the upper portion can be used if a letter is missing from the lower portion. Our braisa states, Yomad atachto mina el yomba os achas. The lower portion can be learned from the upper portion for one letter, of a lobush de osios, but not for two letters. For example, we can clarify the name Hanan written below to mean the name Hanani written above, or Anan from Anani, but we cannot learn Chan or An from the names written above. Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Samach Zayin is cases in a warehouse. So here goes. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in the warehouse, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, which reminds us, Abai said, the one who needs to show his signature in basin to authenticate his signature in a document should not show it by signing at the end of a blank scroll, for perhaps someone else will find it and write above his signature that he's owed money by the signer. Such a shtar would be accepted because a Mishnah states, Hotzi lov ksav yado shu chayvo. If a claim produces a shtar written in the person's hand that he owes him money, the holder of the document can collect from his property. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, borrowed a pen from the man drafting a star in front of just the seller for cases of merchandise, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, we may write a get for a man even if his wife is not with him because she can be divorced against her will. A receipt for the ksuba payment may be written for the wife even if her husband is not present, since the document is only to his benefit and her detriment. The husband pays for both of these documents. Similarly, kosin shtar lulova afu pishein malvi imo. We may write a loan document for a borrower even if the lender is not there, since the shtar is to the lender's benefit and the borrower's detriment. But we can only write a shtar for the lender if the borrower is there. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of just the seller for cases of merchandise, to a man who had no idea but has been known to all in the neighborhood as Yosef ben Shimon for at least 30 days, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, perhaps someone will establish a false name in another town, for example, Yosef ben Shimon, have a get written there and bring it to another town to enable the true Yosef ben Shimon's wife to remarry unlawfully. It answers that Rav said, anyone whose name was established for 30 days were not concerned about him, that it's not his true name, because no one would maintain such a deception for so long. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that anyone whose name was established for 30 days were not concerned about him, that it's not his true name? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Zayin. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn that Sumer Rabban is not expected to recognize women and therefore you should take an Amaretz with him to verify it's the correct Kala? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Ches. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn to start with the extra Eidim who are ineligible is still valid since they were used only to fill up the empty space? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Beis. Good. Number four, which stuff do you discuss if the gap of two lines means Henva Aviran, the lines in their airspace? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff do you Malkos of Asmach de Kanya regarding a partially paid star? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Ches. Good. Number six, which of the when the Rav holds a gap between the Eidim and Beis Din certification is valid, even multiple lines? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Gimel. Good. Number seven, which Duff do we Malkos in a case where one requests a get Pashut and the sofer writes a get Makusher or vice versa? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Hey. Good. Number eight, which Duff do we learn which party must authorize various types of Shtaros? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Zayin. Good. Number nine, which Duff do you learn a get Makusher is post-dated by 1 year? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Dal. Good. Number 10, which Duff do you discuss replacing an array Shtar? That's on Duff. Kuf Samach Hes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zurich, wishing you a great day and great learning.